Okay, since my last episode, I talked about the indoctrinating webcomics in manhwa and manhwa into anime because I firmly believe that they will help anime as a whole. Now, this was under the crux of basically the High Guardian Spice debacle, which was something that Crunchyroll actually put money towards to create, which was generally something that was done as like an American cartoon. And also I had and also like if you're gonna sit there and like basically like I put on like the episode like essentially like it like you know like the anime being facetious being like the anime is the greatest of all time, and then like I put on there like Crunchyroll is gonna be the company that kills anime, and then someone basically mistook that as like that one show is what's going to ruin anime, and it's like far from it, motherfucker. Like, if you understand what hyperbole is, and you don't get jokes. But at the same time, you have to understand bad shit that continues to happen towards the industry only results in more bad shit happening. And if you can't read the writing on the walls, that's not my fault. Like, I see that this is all leading towards a just a huge tapestry of bullshit being created and done because we're fans of an industry that essentially is incredibly stagnant, and they've never had to change up or anything like that because that's just how they function all this time. But at the same time, it's never been mainstream. So even though they never had to change, they've also never been in the limelight as they have been as they are now. So in order to keep that gravy train going, they're gonna need to innovate some shit. And I'm not saying destroy or get away from your formula, but I am saying is that you're going to have to mediate away from the stuff that you currently have because eventually people will get tired of seeing the same shit over and over and over again, especially now when media and everything like that is so viable to the point where people can sit down and watch entire seasons of a show and no longer have the need of sitting there waiting weeks after weeks after weeks in order to take in any type of information. So trust me, like I totally understand what the fuck I'm talking about in dealing with this industry because you've seen it happen before with like American TV shows and whatnot, as well as like what's currently happening with comic books and things like that. This shit is like, it's different shit, same story. And the thing is that anime and manga basically have the an edge around this is because essentially they're from a whole nother fucking country. Everything about them that's interesting is because of everything about them that they are. What's leading their popularity is the fact that they're not conforming to the wishes of the Western ideas of media, which is basically just shit. All of it is shit. Nor are they lacking any type of innovation when it comes towards lacking any type of foresight or innovation when it comes to like animation, character designs, character development or anything like that, or just overall fucking story as well. Anime have their cliches, but I've said this before, that's not a bad thing. It's just something that you get used to or something that you notice if you happen to be a fan of this genre or this industry. That essentially is things that happen over and over and over again. And sometimes people have creative ways of just putting that within their stuff and it not being so just, ugh, like, why do we have a girl who acts like a bitch and then she secretly likes the main dude, but she's not aware of or not able to tell her feelings. And it's like, yeah, after you see that 1,000 times, if you don't like that, then you would hate that. But if you like that, then you're cool with it. So the cliche, again, isn't bad, but it would be great to have a character that's not being able to systematically show their feelings and whatnot, but you actually really, really enjoy and like this character despite the fact that she has that huge type of anxiety or just a lack of confidence in admitting her feelings and whatnot. It all depends on how you play the game. That's it. That's all it boils down to. So it's never like, like I personally don't care for tsundere, but it's not like I don't have a bunch of characters that are tsundere that I like. It's like they just happen to be different from what it is that I don't like about a tsundere. They do things that I do like for a tsundere. Crazy shit, but that's what I love about anime and manga is that I have that variety. you don't get that in American shit now. I mean, the cartoons all look lazy. The stories are all terrible. And usually the only things that are worth a scrub are stuff that's essentially based off of or is copying anime. And that's only if you're into it for like a story and whatnot. Some things are just enjoyable as these wacky, silly cartoons and whatnot. And even the American animation stuff gets really fucking stupid now, to where everything is just essentially copying The Honeymooners or sitcoms, to where every episode is something crazy or stupid going on until they wrap everything up at the very end. Where it all stems and boils down from essentially trying to do something different from The Simpsons, but not understanding The Simpsons is the GOAT when it comes to American animation. Fight me if you want to, but there's a reason why that motherfucker is still on TV today. You know, it's the longest run TV show ever. So calm your shit. But what I'm getting at is the fact that I'm essentially a way to progress as well as capitalize on the boom that is currently happening with anime and manga would be to indoctrinate or to get people used to seeing manhwa web and web comics as well being turned into anime. Why? Because they actually hold a candle towards Japanese manga. Now, I've said this before, there are anime and manga purists who apparently, because I didn't know these people existed, but there are people who essentially try their damnedest to sit there and usher in that if it's not from Japan, then it should not be consumed at all. And I would disagree with that wholeheartedly, because there are plenty of manga and anime that actually come from Korea and China that are actually really fucking good. But the thing is that they wouldn't get the time of day, especially considering the fact that most Chinese comics that are actually really well done are outside the norm of the typical Chinese comics, which are incredibly boring and just so stagnant when it comes to story. Every character has a girlfriend that they like or a fiance. Everybody is like a lord that's reincarnated or something like that. They've all had a girlfriend who jilted them, and then they get revenge on people. They keep building themselves up in society and whatnot. If it's set in like a different era or a past type of deal, they all got the long hair and the flowing clothes. This shit is so comically predictable. It's disgusting to read sometimes because there's nothing interesting about it. But every now and again, you read some of them, and there are actually some that are just pretty really fucking interesting stories and have pretty cool characters in it that separate themselves from your typical Chinese thing. Awkwardly enough, Chinese comics, the Chinese interest in these comics aren't as big as they are in the other comics that they bolster up and whatnot. But when they put this shit into online and then other people got to reading it, boom, they suddenly shot up. One of the big ones that if you're reading comic or you're on one of those sites where you can read essentially everything, you'll see like it's a comic called Marshall Peak. Marshall Peak, Magic Emperor, and it's Apotheus, something like that. I've read that, but that kind of got boring to me, and then I fell off of it. But it got boring to me after I've been reading like 400 some chapters, so obviously there was some type of fucking appeal. But Magic Emperor is, to me, my number one right now. And I can't help but feel that they're within the realm. Marshall Peak and Magic Emperor are within the realms of things like Overlord, Tanya the Evil, the Black Hero Who Seeks Revenge, which is a manga, by the way, that definitely needs to get turned into an anime, because that is way better than that fucking healer rapist thing that they decided to make. But it's something that essentially it tugged on my heartstrings of essentially seeing a character who is more so badass or is willing to commit acts of evil and not really give a fuck about it, because like he's not adhered to some rules of just following justice or whatnot, but he's doing whatever he needs to do to get shit done. It's just something that I like to see in a character. And the thing is that I would have never known about those other characters if I only adhered to just anime and manga that came from Japan. No, I moved on and read other things. Now, that's not saying that I also haven't found these things in Korean stuff as well, in a way I have. But I'm just giving an example as to the fact that there is a variety of different stories as well as different artwork and really bomb-ass character development that is outside of the realm of the Japanese stuff. I get that currently there are a lot of people that essentially mainstreaming anime and manga currently because, you know, they're new to that industry. So they're getting in where they fit in. So they're starting to read stuff. They're starting to watch anime and things like that. And that's cool. But I am a seasoned veteran. I want more. I expect more. I need more to care for this stuff, which is why I got interested in this stuff in the first place. And realistically, I'm someone who has been reading and watching anime for a long fucking time. And because of that, I'm starting to get bored with the cliches. I'm starting to not care for an anime that's essentially giant boner material. When I was younger, yeah, it was cool to see these boobies, but now if these boobies ain't got a story or characters that I like, then what the fuck? I'm not wasting my money in order to watch it, which then lets you wonder why, you know, they have such a big problem with the piracy thing when it's like, well, why are people far more content with either downloading or illegally streaming anime than they are of actually buying the regular source? Now, I understand that there's a whole thing with like the different countries that can't even purchase or locate or buy anime outside of their own country, and it was fucked up that they shut down Kiss Anime because of that, I believe, and that was really fucked up on their part. But like, hey guys, there's other shit out there to help with that. So like, you know, if you're hearing this, then I suggest you look up other sources to help you with that. Oh, well, how the fuck can you hear me? I don't know. I'm being a dick, but being stupid, really. But yeah, like there's other ways that you can go about looking at anime and stuff like that. Kiss Anime wasn't the only one, but trust me, there's other and better ways of doing this. But realistically, it's like that's okay, you know, in terms of like, hey, doing the illegal shit. But realistically, someone like me who actually collects anime DVDs and manga and stuff like that, and it's like I buy them if it's anything that's worth getting. And so far, the only thing that I actually care to want to purchase is the Heaven's Lost Property Blu-ray DVD combo, which I just haven't gotten around to getting because I don't really care to get it because I have all of the manga as well as I've downloaded all of the episodes already. So buying it is something I was like, I would just like to buy it to own it. But I haven't seen an anime since that gave me that same feeling. And I have a lot of fucking anime and manga that back in the day when I was younger, I would just buy for the fucking sake of buying it. It was before it was something that was immediately and readily viable online as it is today. And so because of that, I can just watch it, I know, and then like see it, and then it's not really that big of a deal, and then I'm done with it. I understood and I remember that I seen it, but whatever. And honestly, the thing is that a lot of anime and a lot of manga are incredibly stagnant because they're doing a lot of shit that's incredibly safe. The studios themselves have had a long time to get used to just pumping out shit and with disregarding the actual source material that comes from it. Anime is abhorrently terrible at doing this. They do it all the time. It's not as bad as you would think of, like, you know, the difference between American comics and the comic book movies. You know, it's not that bad where it's just literally we got the character's name and the story is whatever the fuck we want. No, manga and anime tries to stick close to the chest. But a perfect example is like the original Full Metal Alchemist. Literally, if that anime wasn't done with someone who essentially was just great at making a fucking anime, then it would have been terrible. Literally, the beginning of Full Metal Alchemist is like the first three volumes of the manga. Then after that, it's just all hell break loose. And they were able to make a concrete and actually entertaining story from following the original source material from the manga and then just going their own way. The original Hellsing did this as well, but the original Hellsing wasn't something that was held in such high regard. But then you have literally like with Hellsing Ultimate and Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood, which are when they went back, redid the anime, followed the manga to the T, and then you got people actually loving it 1,000 times more. Because guess what, bitch? The reason that people wanted an anime in the first place is because this manga was awesome. So just do this manga. Now, with Hellsing, I understand there were Nazis, a bunch of blood at that time, censors. Woo! But they even had like the bunch of the slaughtering shit that they take place within the beginning of Hellsing. And then just like halfway through that, they just cut it and they changed it to something else. And it was just fucking weird. But you know, and it was like they did Hellsing Ultimate, and my critique and issue with Helsing Ultimate and the original Helsing is that I wish Helsing Ultimate had the music from the original Helsing, which was just badass music. But but so that's why I downloaded the music from Helsing, and then I own the anime of Helsing Ultimate. You see what I'm saying? but still, it's really something that essentially is always plaguing and is a huge problem with the anime industry currently. And it's something that they kind of need to wiggle out of. It has always been a thing where they essentially are far more keen on letting the Koreans do their in-betweens in their animation and whatnot, rather than actually looking towards the Koreans for shit that's actually popular from them, and then making it into something that they can produce and make money off of. Why would you not do this? But again, they've done this before with, believe Black God is a Korean original manhwa, and it's like something Photon. They made a whole movie about a popular Korean manga that they brought over and into Japan, and they put a proper studio behind it. They put a proper studio, gave it a proper budget with a proper studio, and they made a proper movie. And the movie is fucking awesome. And I read the manga because of it, and the manga is really good. And I never known about it. And like, my friend actually bought the movie. He let me borrow it, and I watched it, and I was like, what is this? I was like, I've never heard this manga before. And it was like, it's Korean. I was like, my word. And that's really how I got interested into that shit. But you take a look at the popularity of the different websites that like have people reading manga and whatnot, even the illegal scan sites or the legal scan sites, and you'll see that webcomics are a huge boom and far more popular than typical manga. Trust me, they are. Like, it is. It really is. It's hard. It's a hard pill to swallow, but it really is. Things that are generally really big time or popular, anime or manga that are turning anime, get like a big steady boom for a little bit, but eventually they fall off. Demon Slayer is over with. If you've read the manga, then you know like what the whole story is, and it's fairly short. It's all over with. And so because of that, that's not something that really stays that up on these sites where people read manga anymore, because they don't need to. They've already read all the manga. Anyone who was interested in the anime has most likely already read all of the manga, so they're just waiting for the anime to come out. While web comics are still staying strong, a lot of the Chinese comics are still staying strong. While a lot of the manga aren't really popular until they get announced that they're going to have an anime adaptation. It's a crazy world that they have on the online stream when it comes to this shit, but it should speak volumes to the industry as a whole. That dipping your toe into this shit, getting these things while they're hot, while they're big time commodities, while they're something to behold, should be your main focus. This should be the thing that you should be after more than anything else that's going on. Manga and anime themselves will always steadily continue to just come out. We have an abundance of anime and manga that come out every season. It would be impossible for anyone to think that they could just watch every anime that exists. That's a fucking fallacy. Or that every anime and manga that comes out needs to be viewed. There are some people who get their jobs and their kicks off of this shit, but as someone who essentially grew out of that phase, I can tell you, it ain't really worth the trouble. But I do say that it's something to do in terms of broadening your horizons to the different genre and variations. You can't really sit there and say that shoujos suck unless you've watched a shoujo or read a shoujo. And realistically, a lot of them are actually really good. So, you know, again, opening your mind up to new horizons is one of the things that made this industry incredibly interesting, as well as put it on the map in mainstream. And all I'm saying is that this industry itself should open up its horizons as well. How much sense? Like, that's just, it just seems like the right fucking thing for them to do. It makes sense. You guys became popular because you were so obscure. You're abstract. You're not the same bullshit that we've gotten accustomed to and most people have gotten bored with. True. But you yourselves have a huge issue of becoming stagnant or fitting in that realm, when not necessarily catering towards the Twitter mobs or anything like that, or social justice or different political aspects. True. But story structure, characters, character developments, and overall concepts are things that are recycled, reused, and just redid within anime and manga. And only when something appears that is essentially taking any of those concepts, flipping them on its head, do they become a standout series? Do we become insanely popular? There's nothing in Demon Slayer at all that makes it any different from any typical shonen that deals with a character and his family getting killed. Nothing at all. But the anime has such beautiful animation that it just makes this story sparkle. I can never deny Demon Slayer over the fact that its animation is just worthy of watch by itself. This shit is pretty. But even when looking at Demon Slayer, there's so many parts where I just go, what the fuck is this? I get bored and I get like, I feel like something is dumb because it just seems out of place or stupid. But it's just typically how shonens themselves are structured, which I am used to. So it's like in the back of my head, I'm like, oh, this is stupid. But also in the front of my head, I'm going, but that's just shonen. And I'm like, oh, yeah. But that's not really an excuse for not innovating or changing the game. So now, for right now, a lot of stuff is being put to the put in the forefront of anime and manga simply because it reached an edgy factor. This was a slow build until right now. It's like a big boom to where it's like, you know, unless you got blood or guts and people dying, then it ain't really that big of a deal. But you have all of this going, and all I am saying is just I'm imploring you is that there is an audience as well as a group of people out there that would be willing and is waiting to look at anime versions of webcomics as well as Korean manga and Chinese manga, manhwa. And I assure you that if you do make this stuff, people will watch it. They are interesting. And yes, take the good ones, not the bad ones. Take the good ones, people. Please take the good ones and animate them. Give them the proper respect they deserve in the way that you treat anime. Sometimes give them great animation, give them fluid motions. Don't wait until the Chinese decide to turn this shit around. They won't do it. Their anime suck. Every single one of them. Oh, no, I can show a fight scene. Yeah, but your shit is retarded, so it doesn't matter. But if you let a professional get a hold of it, my God, we can pick out the one that has a beautiful story. And then you can put in whatever fucking fight scene you want. This is how we help each other, people. This is how we keep this money train going. Oh, my goodness. Because I assure you, don't sit there and take your own liberties with these stories or change them up to suit your whatever fucking needs like JC Staff dumbasses did with the Noblesse webcomic. If you show these things the proper respect that you do to anime and manga, I assure you that you guys will introduce an incredibly new boom in viewership between anime, manga, manhwa, webcomics, and everything else. This is basically a gold mine that would help out this industry big time. Because it's not like these things themselves aren't already leading the pack and almost overtaking some of your more popular series. Yeah, it wouldn't be that well known, but this shit is happening. Webcomics alone are something that a lot of people adhere to rather than just looking at typical manga. So it's not like it doesn't have a fan base. It's not like there's not an outcry for it. It's why they did the three little series that Crunchyroll tried to do in the first place between Tower Guy, God of High School, and Noblesse. But as we all saw, that was a perfect example of what happens when you essentially just don't give a fuck about what you're dealing with. And where Tower Guy was a perfect adaptation and the anime was praised, God of High School was a skewed adaptation. People didn't like that. And then Noblesse was just completely wrong and no one cared about it because everything that makes Noblesse special was fucking taken out. Hell, they didn't even have one of the friends that was a girl. She's just a regular girl that hangs out with them. Not a love interest. Doesn't cater to anyone. It's something special. She's not like Taya from Yu-Gi-Oh! Just a regular girl. And they didn't even put her in the anime. It was so fucking weird. And then they get another girl that's the same way. Just their friend. Couldn't even handle it. But it's like, that's all Noblesse is. It's sad. but it's something that I desperately think you guys need to do. It would help the industry so much if you started to tap into this untapped resource and just give it proper respect. Don't let some dumbasses like Crunchyroll do the same bullshit that they did before, where it was just like, we're making an anime, we're making an anime. And then see what happened. Hell, Tower God was the least enthusiastic of the adaptations of those webcomics, where people were like, ah, Tower God's not that big. I've heard of No Bleeds. I've heard of God of High School, but Tower God, man. Then it came out, a lot of people was like, yo, that was the shit. I can't wait for our next season. And it was like, yeah, but because Crunchyroll fucked up, there isn't going to be one. here's praying. Here's hoping. So that's all I'm saying. All I'm saying is that essentially anime and manga need to just understand that webcomics, webtoons, manhwa, light novels, like, I mean, hell, that's what light novels are. That's why you got into light novels. These things are untapped resources, and the sooner you decide to get into them, the sooner you can start cashing in on these fantastic stories that they have. And when that happens, then the sooner you'll be able to create far more variety within anime and manga that will do nothing but inspire and start up brand new ideas for anime and manga, which is literally what the light novel industry did. So what really is the harm? How long until you guys get the big fucking picture? How soon do I have to wait until this shit becomes a reality? Because as far as I can tell, you guys ain't doing nothing but holding yourselves back. You really are. So with that, I'm going to leave it there. This has been another episode of Fun with Flame. I've been your host, Daniel the Flame, and as always, good people. Hope you had fun.